And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope everybody is doing well out there. And of course, we have with it being the second Monday of the month, he is here, as he is the second Monday of each month. It is Dr. Craig Correll, the superintendent of USD 445. Good morning, Dr. Correll. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning? I'm
doing pretty good. It's good to see you here. And like I said, you're here the second Monday of each month. Of course, tonight is the school board meeting. And of course, before we start talking about what is on the agenda, if you can just tell everybody, how can they get there if they would like to view the school board meeting or come out and watch the school board meeting?
It's a second Monday of every month, as you talked about, at 5 o'clock at 615 Ellis at the Board of Education office.
All right, and I don't have the agenda on me, unfortunately, but what is on the agenda for tonight?
This evening, there'll be two reports. We'll have a report from Community Health Centers, and we have our new practitioner that will be giving us the report. And every year, Community Health Centers of Southeast Kansas come in and just give us an annual update of the services that they're offering and what they're seeing in the clinics. And so she'll be doing that. And then after that, we'll have President. We're not going to elevate him to president. We're going to have Principal Travis Stalford.
I don't know if you want to do that with Mr. Stalford.
I know, or Mr. McGee. So Principal Mr. McGee and Mr. Stalford from the middle school and the high school will both be in this evening to talk about the career explorations and really everything we do to prepare our students to be successful after graduation. So, you know, we'll talk about graduation, but we'll also really talk about the career exploration. A lot of what we do, we partner with a lot of businesses in town. We have various businesses come in and present to our students. We have students that go out and do internships. We have students that do what we call OJT, which is on-the-job training. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of programs like that. So the board is going to hear information regarding what those are. And that's also now part of our new strategic plan. That is one of our goals, is to really increase and become more effective and efficient within those career opportunities.
And I tell you what, that stuff like on-the-job training, that is – to me, extremely important, because, and also hands-on training, because some kids do better, you know, just kind of just being told about what's going on, but some do a lot better with hands-on, on-the-job training. That way they can kind of get into kind of a groove of what's going on, and sometimes it makes them understand what they're learning at school a little bit better as well.
That's exactly right. You may hear about a job, you may read about some work, and you may think that's for you, but until you get your hands really dirty out in that field, you may not know if that job's really for you or not. So it's really a great program for our students. Sometimes they'll find out that this is the career they want to choose, but just as important, sometimes they'll find out, you know, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, and so I really need to look at another career path for myself.
Exactly, and it's good to learn that while you're still in high school. That way you're not like 3 years into college or something like, I don't want to do this, and then you have to change everything all over again, and then you may have to go back and learn. You know, I mean, obviously your generals are already done, but it's good to learn early on if this is something that you may or may not want to do on a particular career type.
It really is, and really as broad as we can make that, because what we know about millennials is they are going to change jobs about every 3 years. So that's a lot different than my generation, where I've been in the same field for, I hate to count up the years, decades now. But I think the broader we can expose these students to a variety of career opportunities, just the better that is for them with their future and deciding what it is they're going to do. And if they do decide to switch gears in a few years, they have some experience in a variety of career opportunities.
Absolutely. And maybe just a few other things I want to kind of bounce off of you. Obviously, we've been doing, you know, remote, kind of a hybrid, a remote learning, and also in-person learning this year for the school district. And of course, every Wednesday is a remote learning day, regardless if you are on site or remote learning. And how's that going so far? Obviously, you're going to have a little problems here and there, but overall, how has that been going so far this year?
You know, I think as we look at how the year has progressed, we've made a few tweaks, but you know, that Wednesday was extremely important to have as remote learning for a couple of different reasons. One, to give our teachers the time, because right now teachers are having to create lesson plans and deliver those both on-site and remote, so there's just not enough hours in the day. So that does allow for that. It also allows them time to contact those students who are remote. It also gave us some real practice for doing remote, because last spring, you know, it was sprung on everyone across mm-hmm. the state of Kansas, well, really the nation. And so while we did a pretty decent job, it wasn't nearly the same, you know, effectiveness as being in class and getting that direct instruction. So it was practice for the teachers, just for if and when, you know, we may be shut down by the health department or the governor, something could happen. We wanted to make sure that we had procedures in place for that. One tweak that we do have right now that we can talk about, and we announced this last week, we had originally scheduled all of our students last day for the semester on site to be the Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving, and then not to come back until January 11th. And the thought process behind that was to let students and teachers and staff be able to see family over the holidays and those things without feeling, you know, like they may be spreading that virus to their family or from their family back into our schools.
Like going away on Thanksgiving and then coming back from it just to go back on Christmas. Yes. But you could come back from Thanksgiving and have it and may not know about it yet and end up spreading it.
Right. And so we know we need that 2-week window. Well, what we've done, we ordered 1,000 laptops, I think it was June 4th, for our elementary students. And like a lot of things COVID-related, they're still not in yet. And so that's presented us a challenge. What we've also seen is very minimal numbers with COVID at the very younger ages. So the teachers have come back to the administration and asked if at the elementary school they could continue on site in those December months, keeping the Wednesday as remote. And so we will be making that change. So elementary students will be on site in December other than Wednesdays. But students will not come back on site after Christmas break until January 11th. So what that does, that gives us about a 17-day window after Christmas. That way, if someone were to go out and find out they were around someone positive, they're within that quarantine window. And hopefully we can really mitigate the spread of COVID in our campuses. And speaking of that, you know, we've done a tremendous job. And every time I say that, I want to knock on wood, and I say it can happen to anybody, anywhere, and we're aware of that. But the cases that we've had in our schools have been extremely low. We haven't seen one instance of school spread, you know, a student being positive in the school and then spreading it to another student in school as of now. So that's a really good sign for us. I think it shows us that the procedures that we have in place are working. You know, we have the masks on our students, our staff. We're very diligent about that. We have mask breaks built into the day, so, you know, teachers will take their classes outside and give their kids a breather.
Yeah, allow them to take the mask off.
You really need to have that breather, you know, because no one likes to wear them, but the students have just been amazing about it. You know, adults are a little more difficult, but the students have been great. And kudos to our community and our parents. Obviously, our parents had to have worked with their children somewhat before school started, because the students came right in, had the mask, wore them all day, you know, really without a hitch. So we're really impressed with what our community and our parents have given us.
Absolutely. And like I said, you guys have had great things that you're doing. You're taking temperatures as students are entering for the day to make sure. And if somebody may have maybe a slightly high temperature, I'm guessing, are they tested right then, or just to be sure, or are they is their parent contacted? How does that work? Maybe their temperature's a little bit high.
If it's 100.4 or higher, then their parents are contacted. They're sitting down in the nurse's station, and the parents will come pick them up. CHC was supposed to have their testing machines in, but similar to our laptops, they've ordered the rapid 15-minute test, and they're on back order, so we're still awaiting those. And that really will be a benefit once we have those rapid tests in place. But as of now, if they have over 100.4, the parents pick them up just like they would if they had a fever any other time. And then we ask them to stay at home for, you know, at least 72 hours fever-free before they come back to school, just in case. You know, we're starting to see a lot of allergies right now, and some of those symptoms can mimic COVID. We're about to be into flu season, so we know it's going to be a different ball game coming up. We are meeting. I have a meeting scheduled at the board office tomorrow afternoon with our county response team, Dr. Gangula, Rick Whitson, and Carolyn Moeller, to really kind of review how the semester's been so far and to talk about winter sports. Winter sports are a little different.
Yeah, because football is outside,
football,
and
football,
you know,
and soccer outside. You have cross country outside. You have volleyball, but typically, volleyball doesn't draw the big crowds, and it's not really a contact sport. You know, in the winter, with wrestling and basketball, we really want to talk about what will those procedures look like, and what will happen, you know, when we do a positive case. What will the health department have in plan or in play for that? So really kind of that unknown. I think we've been fairly successful in our fall athletics programs, and I know everyone is happy about that. Students, parents, coaches, everybody wanted that, just that opportunity to have somewhat, you know, a little bit of normalcy when it comes to the fall. So we've had that. Like I said, we'll look forward to the winter sports and see what that's going to entail.
Yeah, there's been a few hiccups here and there, but I mean, that it's going to happen. But overall, it's been successful. But like you said, indoor sports like wrestling and basketball, both which are very high contact sports, that's something you got to really, really watch out for. And hopefully we can get by with that. Obviously, you can't take it outside, so right. That'd be a little cold for everybody involved. So again, going back to so is that going to be just ELC and community elementary that will be back for December, or in Roosevelt and Phil Kinley will be out though?
Yes. The Early Learning Center and Community Elementary will continue until Christmas break with the schedule they've been on right now. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday on site, and Wednesdays as remote. But after Thanksgiving, Roosevelt and Phil Kinley students will not come back on site until January 11th.
And they'll be on remote
that time.
Okay.
Other than the normal two-week break there for Christmas.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure about that. Just make sure I heard that correctly and make sure everybody out there understood that. ELC and Community Elementary will be in school in December, but Roosevelt and Phil Kinley will not be. They'll be on remote learning during that time. All right. Well, Dr. Correll, I appreciate you coming in today. Lots of great information. And again, for those who would like to attend tonight's school board meeting, how can they do that?
5 p.m. at the Board of Education office, 615 Ellis.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much for coming in today, sir. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we will have more for you. We'll have news at the top of the hour. You listen to Mighty 690.